With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota Republicans say they will move forward on marijuana legislation and regulation, regardless of an ongoing lawsuit. Attorneys made arguments Wednesday in Pierre on whether a voter-approved amendment is constitutional in legalizing recreational and medical marijuana. Amendment A was approved by 54% of voters last November. Senate Majority Leader Gary Kamak says lawmakers must make marijuana a priority, despite pending litigation.
We've got to move forward in the way that doesn't exist, because until that ruling comes down, we've got to move forward as far as the way that the will of the people has been expressed. So until that happens through the courts, we've just got to move forward.
Kamak says work on marijuana issues will continue to next year's legislative session. House lawmakers have introduced three vehicle bills related to marijuana. Vehicle bills are empty bills that can be amended later in session. Those amendments must pertain to the original subject of the bill. House Majority Leader Kent Peterson says that gives them time to craft legislation.
But it's just a way to have those available to us because we are under a time crunch. That's the bottom line. We're under a very short time crunch. We have 37 days to get this done. Not to mention this year, with the amount of one-time dollars that we're dealing with, that's a whole other thing that is not typical. So I think those are there. They're very appropriate, and they'll be used if need be.
Both recreational and medical marijuana legalization goes into effect on July 1st. Legislation providing $5 million for grants to small meat processors is moving ahead. Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden says the pandemic exposed weaknesses in the food supply chain. Consumers turned to local processors when production slowed down at large packing plants, but the local processors had trouble keeping up with demand. Roden says the bill aims to fix that.
We have an opportunity here to fill the gaps in our meat handling capacity, strengthening our food supply chain, and grow our local businesses. We can also help promote South Dakota-raised products in the process.
Grant recipients could use the money for things like coolers, smokers, and packaging equipment. A House committee approved the bill unanimously. It now goes to the full House of Representatives. Democratic lawmakers in South Dakota will push for a statewide mask mandate, like the one imposed by some cities and most of the state's reservations, to rein in the coronavirus outbreak. Senator Reynold Nessebe is introducing legislation on the mandate. South Dakota Democratic Vice Chairwoman Nikki Gronley says the bill will mirror Sioux Falls' ordinance. Gronley says since Sioux Falls passed the mandate in November, the city has seen a sharp decline in positive cases and hospitalizations. Governor Kristi Noem has defended her hands-off approach to managing the pandemic. A House bill endorsed by both parties seeks to disclose the security costs for Governor Kristi Noem's travel on behalf of former President Donald Trump's campaign last year. Requests for the information by media outlets have been rejected, with officials citing security concerns. Republican Representative Taffy Howard says the proposed legislation would require future costs to be disclosed. Additionally, it would be applied retroactively to Noem's security costs during her travel across the country on behalf of Trump and other Republicans.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
An agent of the South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation acted properly when he interviewed an Oglala Lakota suspect on the Pine Ridge Reservation. That's the opinion of the South Dakota Supreme Court issued Thursday. The High Court says the suspect's statements to the agent can now be presented to the jury when he goes to trial. Victoria Wicks has more on this case for SDPB.
The DCI interview in question took place in 2017 at a home in Martin, where the suspect, Morgan Cummings, lived with his father. DCI Special Agent Dane Rasmussen was accompanied by an agent with the BIA. The officers told the 18-year-old suspect they were with the Northern Plains Safe Trails Drug Enforcement Task Force investigating off-reservation burglaries. Morgan Cummings went outside to Rasmussen's vehicle while the BIA agent went inside the house to talk with the father. Cummings was charged in the Sixth Circuit with burglary, destruction of property, and grand theft. During pretrial action, the judge allowed into evidence some property agents found at the Martin residence, but she suppressed Cummings' statements to Rasmussen. The state appealed, leading to this interim ruling. At oral arguments held in February 2020, Assistant Attorney General Stacey Hagee told justices that Rasmussen was within his rights to use the knock-and-talk method.
It's where an officer goes up to the door, seeks voluntary conversation, and is there, and the interaction is consensual.
Cummings challenged Rasmussen's jurisdiction as a state official going into Indian country, but Hagee says precedent supports Rasmussen's authority.
Whether they're lawfully present under the knock-and-talk method, it doesn't spin on, it doesn't turn on whether the officer was outside of his or her territorial jurisdiction.
Hagee says Cummings was not under arrest or in custody when he spoke with Rasmussen.
The interaction here was certainly consensual. Morgan was told he was free to leave, that the doors were unlocked, that he didn't have to talk with the officer.
In its opinion, the Supreme Court holds that Rasmussen did not infringe on any legitimate interest of a tribal government to make and follow its own laws, and that he did not conduct any non-consensual enforcement activities in Indian country. Cummings' statements can be presented to a jury. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.